A word for you from Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. Well, I'm not going to read further. I trust that you know the story, which God has ordained should be in the Word of God. As frightening as it is, God has many lessons for us. But to start with, let's take note of the fact that Ananias and Sapphira had beautiful names. Ananias meant the gracious one, and Sapphira, beautiful. It comes from, you see, Sapphira comes from the word sapphire, that beautiful stone. So they had these lovely names, and they were part of the church, and it was a beautiful church. It was the first church, the revival church. God's Spirit was at work, and just before this, there were wonderful things happening. It speaks about the believers in the previous chapter, verse 32, being of one heart, of one soul. And no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. Now, there was no rule. There was no law. Peter was not the Pope. He didn't say, what I say is infallible and you shall listen. It was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and there were those who came and they gave everything. Now, Ananias and Sapphira were being used by the devil, as you see later on, because Peter says, Ananias, why have you allowed Satan to fill your heart to lie? Kushuguti, usatan uzo sebenza, igakulu uma ibanza linokuphila. Umumoya kaNkulunkulu usebenza naye uSatan uzofaka unyawo lwakhe olungcolile. And so Satan puts in his dirty foot. And it is the same through church history always, that when God is truly at work, there will be some instances of hypocrisy. So don't be surprised, don't be amazed. Perhaps this story is written in Acts chapter 5, just so that we recognize, as we read church history and as we experience God at work in our generation, let's not be surprised that they are going to be those who have that element, that leaven, that yeast of hypocrisy. Make sure you are not one of those.